Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present The Curse on Spectacle Key by Chantel Acevedo, performed by Edward A. Mendoza. For Orlando, my beloved mad scientist. Chapter 1. Reading Between the Lines. The clock above the chalkboard ticked away the final few seconds of fifth grade. Around me, kids cleared out their desks, shoving books, old handouts, pencils, and notebooks into their backpacks until they were puffed up like pillows. All the while, my teacher, Miss McCartney, shouted, "I want those desks cleaned out, children!" The room buzzed with excitement. We'd had a pizza party earlier, and Principal Hawkins even arranged for an ice cream truck to give away popsicles. At PE, Coach Rhodes set up a race where we put water balloons on our heads and tried to keep them from falling. The librarian, Miss Parsons, handed out bookmarks, while Miss Valdez, the art teacher, set up a splatter paint station in her classroom. Green paint had settled under my fingernails, and my hands looked like they belonged to a swamp monster. Why didn't anybody tell me that the last day of school was the best day of the year? I'd always missed it before because I'd be busy packing up my bedroom, getting ready to move to a new city or town thanks to my parents' work. But not this time. Mom and Papi had said we would stay in Auburn, Alabama for another year at least. I'd never been in one school for this long. It seemed that whenever I'd start making friends, we'd have to move again. Friendless Frank. That was me. Around me, kids were discussing their summer plans. I overheard Lane talking about how his parents got him passes to the aquatic center in town. And Audrey was going on about her upcoming trip to Tennessee to visit her aunt. As for me, I had zero summer plans. Not that I minded. The fact that I didn't have anything to do was amazing, actually. No loading moving boxes into a truck in the summer heat. No unloading boxes either. I leaned back in my desk chair and sighed happily. Lane tapped my shoulder. "Hey, you, me, and the lazy river this summer, yeah?" "Awesome," I said. "Count me in." "All right, bro. See you later," he said with a laugh. For most of the year, I'd kept to myself, expecting my parents to change their minds about staying in Auburn at any moment. But then one day, Lane and I got grouped together for a science lab, and I noticed he had a comic book I'd read the year before at his desk, The Legend of the Vampire Uncle. "That's a good one," I'd told him. Lane went on about his collection of horror comics, while I told him about all the scary novels I had at home. On top of that, we aced the science lab. We both loved books, especially the ones that made you afraid to sleep alone at night, and we both thought science was the greatest subject in school. If Dr. Frankenstein himself had built a perfect friend for me based on the things I liked, then Lane would have been it. But I didn't let myself get too hopeful. My parents said we weren't moving this year, so I knew that living in Auburn wouldn't be a forever thing, and at some point, I'd have to say goodbye again. Still, I was determined to enjoy my stay-at-home summer, and I was especially looking forward to not being the new kid in the fall for once. The bell rang at last, and cheers filled the classroom. One by one, I watched as everyone pushed out of the room until it was just me and Miss McCartney. When I looked up, she was waving an envelope at me. I rushed to the front of the room to get it. It had my name on it, written in cursive. "I think we both know what this is," Miss McCartney said, giving me a wink. My knees felt a little wobbly. Could it be? I tore open the envelope and pulled out the letter. It read, "Dear Frank Fernandez, it is with great pleasure that the Auburn City Library admits you to its junior librarian program. You'll get a chance to help organize our summer reading bash, serve as a reading pal to a younger child, and meet visiting authors. At the end of the summer, you will get to choose three books of your own to keep. Please sign and return the attached form."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?